It's time once again to play Public Radio's eighth most popular game show, the Conversation News Quiz. To find a qualified player for the Conversation News Quiz, earlier this hour we asked this question. I interviewed the executive editor of the Seattle Times, who was leaving to take the job of Dean of Media and Communications at Temple University. The answer to the question of who that was David Boardman. David Hyde, who got the answer correct and is qualified to play the Conversation News Quiz today?
Ross, it's Jamie Holter. She's from Shoreline. She works for INRIX, which is a traffic data company, and she's a self-proclaimed traffic geek.
Jamie, how do you do?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. So when traffic's bad, business is good for you, huh?
Absolutely. We just put out the most congested cities in America list, and everybody knows Seattle ranks number 8.
Oh, well, traffic congestion is good for public radio, too, because people are in their cars and they listen to us, so we like that. Jamie, are you ready to play the Conversation News Quiz?
I am.
Okay, remember the rules. If you can answer two of these three questions correctly, you become Conversationalist of the Week. You will displace Janie Elliott at the Facebook page. Are you ready to play? Let's go here. You are going to answer the first question, which is, the head of the Washington State Republican Party resigned earlier this week. I need you to name the departing chairman of the Washington State Republican Party. Is it Chris Vance, Kirby Wilbur, or...
Well, I don't know, Wilbur.
Is it Chris Vance, Kirby Wilbur, or...
Well, I don't know, Wilbur.
Who's the chairman of the Washington State Republican Party who just resigned this week. What is the answer to that, Jamie?
That is Kirby Wilbur. I didn't even need a cheat.
You are correct. Question number two. Earlier this week, I spoke with author Reza Aslan about his new book, Zealot, and about his recent interview on Fox News that's boosted his book sales. What historical figure is the subject of Reza Aslan's new book, Zealot? Is it Jesus Christ, Moses, or Buster Keaton? Jesus Christ, Moses, or Buster Keaton is the zealot that Reza Aslan writes about.
I don't know. I'm going to say Moses.
I am sorry. That is incorrect. You've got another chance to redeem yourself, Jamie. Earlier this week, I spoke with Dave Roberts of Grist about a phrase that he's coined to talk about a better work-life balance. What is the phrase that David Roberts used? Is it A, the big chill? Is it B, medium chill? Or C, chillax to the max? What's David Roberts' phrase for better work-life balance? The big chill, medium chill, or chillax to the max?
Chillax to the max?
I am so sorry. David Hyde has been keeping score here. David, how did Jamie do?
I'm afraid it's 1 out of 3, Ross.
Oh, I am so sorry, Jamie. You are not going to displace Janie Elliott. I'm sure Janie Elliott is jumping for joy now. She gets to stay on the Facebook page. But thanks for being a good sport and playing. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Jamie Holter playing the Conversation News Quiz this week. Our show produced by David Hyde with Arwin Nix. Allie Ferguson helps us make this show. And Bernard Ouellette is in control. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Well, I don't know, Wilbur.